Evil Has Landed. That's Testament from their 2008 release, The Formation of Damnation. And that was their first record after getting back together. So the first thing they had done after 9/11 took place on September 11th, 2001. And today's show, we're going to be featuring a lot of songs that have to do with 9/11. This is Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to episode 31 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. And as I said, 9/11 happened 16 years ago tomorrow. That's when America was attacked. And it was a pretty gruesome day for America, but I think it was felt all around the world. I think it resonated with everyone what happened in America on that day. And of course, a lot of musicians did what they do. They wrote songs in relationship to their feelings as to what happened on September 11th. So, like I said, today's show, we're going to feature some songs written as a response to that, and maybe just some songs about America in general, because now September 11th is also known as Patriot Day here in the United States of America. So we're going to keep things rolling now with a Chicago musician along with a Florida musician. Nobody probably wrote a song talking about their feelings regarding 9/11 faster than Chicago's own Jim Peterik did, along with Johnny Van Zandt from Lynyrd Skynyrd. And the way Jim tells the story, on September 12th, Johnny had called Jim because they've known each other. Jim's written songs for the Van Zandt brothers before. And I was telling him about a friend of his that was working in Manhattan the morning of September 11th. He was up on a building doing construction and was witnessed the first plane hitting the World Trade Center. And when he was looking around at his coworkers, tears were just streaming down their faces. So Johnny got the idea of writing down the day America cried. And that became the nucleus of a song that Jim and Johnny wrote together. And I believe Jim Peterik, he had it out on his website, gosh, within just a few days of 9/11 taking place. Him and Johnny wrote the song, and then they later put together an album called The Day America Cried that was released for benefiting the 9/11 Relief Fund. So all proceeds from selling that CD went to that fund. But anyway, the song, I think, really summed up how I was feeling, too, after watching 9/11 that day and the days following. So anyway, this is Jim Peterik and Johnny Van Zandt with a tune called The Day America Cried.
Statue of Liberty, in the torchlight of the land of the free, lies a burning wreckage of our fathers' dreams, and the souls who paid with their lives. Our nation saw evil over September skies, some faceless coward who must pay the price for challenging the spirit of American pride. The day America cried. Why, oh why? Oh, and now we stand as one. Our flags are raised. Chapel of Liberty, we light a candle for eternity and pray that history will never repeat the day America cried. Why? Oh, on the day she cried.
Jim Peterik and Johnny Van Zant, The Day America Cried. And like I say, that came out just a few days after 9/11 took place. And I, for me at least, it did a great job of summing up how I was feeling, because like most of America, I was absolutely stunned at what had occurred. And it was just a sad day, and still is. 16 years later, we can't afford to let our guard down. We may have gotten Osama bin Laden taken out later on, but that does not put an end to these kind of terrorists being out there in the world. So always be vigilant. All right, I'm Ralph Rasmussen. We're going to keep our little 9/11 tribute going now with Tesla. The first album they put out after 9/11 happened came out in 2004. It was called Into the Now, and this was their song about 9/11 called Heaven 9/11. Heaven 911, that's Tesla from their 2004 release, Into the Now. You're listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast, and we're going to keep our 911 songs rolling right now with Rush. 2002, they put out an album called Vapor Trails, and their song about 9/11 was called Peaceable Kingdom.
Thank you.
That's Rush from their 2002 release, Vapor Trails. Peaceable Kingdom, the name of the song, and peace is definitely what we need in this world. We're going to keep things going now with another song that was written as an outcome of 9/11. And I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, will remember Todd Beamer, who kept one plane from crashing, Flight 93, or at least is attributed with keeping it from hitting a building. And the phrase attributed to Todd Beamer was "Let's Roll." Neil Young did a tune called "Let's Roll" about that. But so did LA Guns. In 2002, they put out a record called "Waking the Dead." And this tune is called "Okay, Let's Roll." Guns, Okay, Let's Roll. That's off their 2002 release, Waking the Dead. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You're listening to episode 31 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Tomorrow, September 11th, 2017, marks 16 years since America got attacked. And we're playing some songs in relationship to that, as well as maybe just some songs about America in general, because now September 11th is known as Patriot Day here in the United States. So we're going to keep things rolling now with an album from 2006. Slayer put out a record called Christ Illusion, their first record in quite some time, and they wrote up their feelings about what happened on 9/11. This is a tune called Jihad. That's Slayer from their 2006 release, Christ Illusion. And another band that put their thoughts about 9/11 into song was Velvet Revolver. And they put out a tune where in the days following 9/11, we learned, particularly people on Flight 93 that knew what was going on, they frantically tried calling their loved ones, knowing that they'd be leaving them a last message. So that is kind of the take that Velvet Revolver took on this song. This song is simply called Messages.
see you. Won't be long before I come back home. When the plane lands, will you reach me? Will you call me on the telephone? Tell my son I wish I never yelled at him yesterday, 'cause everything's changed. Radar signal seeking you, but finding nothing at all. Hey, blow the horn and call the cavalry, there's something happening.
Messages from Velvet Revolver off their 2007 release, Libertad. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. This is the Radio Bypass Podcast, and we've been playing songs written in the wake of 9/11, which sadly happened 16 years ago come tomorrow. This next song was written after 9/11 took place and just was more about what got him thinking, just about the world in general, that we've got problems in this world that each of us together could fix, but we all have to think like-mindedly. So I thought this song was appropriate. Sometimes an acoustic guitar and a voice, it gets you to thinking, and this song gets me thinking every time I hear it. This is from Anthony Gomes. This was from an album he put out in 2002 called Unity. This is a tune called If You Could Rule the World.
twisted, I wouldn't know just what to say. We got crime and pollution, hate and segregation. Our children have guns but no education. I don't know why we have to live this way. Things have gotta change. One of these days, what would you do? If you could rule the world, what would you do? If you could rule the world, what would you do? If you could rule the world, I said, hi, yeah, what would you do? Seems like we've come so far, but this journey's only begun. Freedom floats like a bird in the air. Idealism can burn like the sun. We gotta find a solution, fight a revolution. As we heal the world, it'll bring some resolution. The irony truly is strange, that you're the only one that you can change. What would you do? If you could rule the world, what would you do? If you could rule the world, what would you do? If you could rule the world, I said, hi, what would you do? To mend the world, I give up
It's a good question from Anthony Gomes off his 2002 release, Unity. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You have been listening to episode 31 of the Radio Bypass podcast, and we are definitely out of time for today. Make sure you come back next week, though. We will be looking at Judas Priest. It'll be an all Judas Priest episode next week and probably the week after as well, in order to fit in their career into just one episode is going to be pretty tough. So we'll probably end up making that a two-parter. But if you dig Judas Priest and you've got a Judas Priest song you'd like to hear, drop me a line at ralph@radiobypass.com. And before I get out of here, I just want to wish all my friends and family in Florida well. As far as I know, everybody believes they're in safe places from this Hurricane Irma, and I hope that'll continue. And you'll continue to be in my thoughts until this thing has passed, and hopefully not too much damage to anyone's property, and certainly not to any one person. So my prayers with all the folks in Florida. And for one last tune here, as I stated, tomorrow will be the 16th anniversary of the attacks on America. And we looked back on that with a lot of the songs we've played today. But this song is kind of universal because it's something we need anytime, but seems particularly appropriate with tomorrow being Patriot Day. So I'm going to get out of here with something from Frank Hannon. In 2014, he put out a record called World Peace, and that is certainly what we need. This is the title track, World Peace. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
Stand up and fight, 'cause there's an